You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Marianne Hilly. Jobab had it all. He was tall and trim, handsome, with dimples that flashed when he smiled his gap-toothed grin. He was witty, smart, and lucky. Lucky like the person who always got his name drawn in a raffle. He was successful in business, had a million friends, and could quickly diffuse a difficult situation with an easy, aw shucks kind of humor and good-naturedness. He loved almost all kinds of athletics and was pretty good at many of them. He filled up a room. And I am lucky too, because he was my husband. It was hard to believe that he would be a victim of younger onset Alzheimer's disease at the age of 56. How is it possible that someone so vibrant, so full of life, would become a total dependent, unable to put his own socks on, eat with a fork, walk much of a distance, or converse? He could do nothing to entertain himself. He couldn't read the paper, follow a story or a sporting event on television, or figure out what club to use in golf, or where to aim the ball. It was heartbreaking to see that he had to give up his beloved fishing because he became afraid to step in the boat and unable to figure out what to do with a pole. As his capabilities began to diminish, his anxiety skyrocketed. It was like watching an onion be peeled, layer by layer. The parts of his personality that made him Jobab were rolled back and thrown away. For me, these were desperate times. The man I loved for almost 40 years was slipping away piece by piece, like the fade out at the end of a movie. And there was nothing I could do that would change that. I went to support groups, took him to adult daycare groups so that I could have a break from caregiving. And I depended on family and friends to help me carry the burden. I think I would have gone insane without the help of Jobab's sister, Jana, and her husband, Dave, our daughters, Leslie, Sheila, and Maggie, who lived close, and other dear friends like Bob and Ruthie, who would meet us for dinner at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays when I would pick him up from daycare. Really, who goes to dinner at 4 o'clock? Here's what I learned. Actually, I already knew this, but only in my head. Alzheimer's showed me how to have it in my heart. I learned that sometimes there is nothing to be done except endure what has been given. And I learned that prayer and relying on my Lord when I was desperate and exhausted could give me the grace I needed to go another hour or two or even a day. Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. These words from the Gospel of John were my bulwark through years of Jobab's increasing disability. But there was yet another and different hurdle to overcome that would require a different gift. This was the gift of forgiveness of myself. It was hard to forgive myself for being cross or short or for any kind of unloving behavior as I struggled to define what my new role as a wife was to be. Eventually, when I decided I could no longer physically take care of him and placed him in a residential facility, I had to learn to forgive myself for not going it alone. It has been a bit of a road, this self-forgiveness thing. But God, I find, does not expect us to manage life perfectly. He just expects us to ask Him to stand with us in the midst of whatever might come, trusting in His love, patiently waiting for the grace to live each day. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Marianne Hilly, co-founder, Hilly Foundation, from Tulsa, Oklahoma.